This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Apple, we learned this week, is getting into healthcare. As part of the new operating system it rolled out on Monday, they are going to have something called HealthKit. It'll aggregate all the data from your various fitness apps and send it to quote-unquote partners like Nike and the Mayo Clinic to hopefully make you healthier. As it happens, the city of Camden, New Jersey is doing something similar. No fancy apps there, just hospitals sharing data amongst themselves. Your data. Prescriptions, past procedures, doctor's notes, the whole smash. In the process, saving money and, yes, one hopes giving better care. From the Health Desk at WHYY Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has another installment of our series, Diagnosis Data.
So let's say a guy walks into the ER at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Camden. Before Dr. Al Saccheti meets him, Saccheti will know that he's been to two other hospitals in town and what the doctors did when our hypothetical guy was there.
Okay, these guys worked him up for a GI problem, and these guys worked him up for a kidney problem. So I'm going to find out what else could it be that's causing the problem.
When doctors and hospitals share patient data, prescriptions, past procedures, physician notes, patients can get more focused, arguably better care. And Saccheti says hospitals can save money because the more information he's got on a patient, the less rooting around he's got to do.
If every provider you go to starts on square zero and goes down the same three blind paths, you're winding up with a lot of duplicated care.
Those blind paths are expensive, with several studies saying sharing patient data could save as much as $80 billion a year if every hospital and doctor got into the game. Right now, just a fraction share data through health information exchanges, or HIEs. Camden's three hospitals, Our Lady of Lourdes, Cooper University Health System, and Virtual Health are all in, sharing data on the city's 30,000 Medicaid patients.
Is what's happening in Camden like in the best interest of their patients? I think you would say yes. You go to most other places, you would say no.
University of Michigan professor Julia Adler-Milstein, who studies HIEs, says it's near impossible to find another city in America where all the competing hospitals are working together. She says when most hospitals share this information, they share it to improve their bottom line. They don't see any competitive advantage to share with rivals.
It's not that they don't see the potential benefits, it's that the downside in terms of how many patients are they going to lose, that's uncertain, that's really hard to know, and so that makes it a bad investment.
So what makes Camden's hospital executives do what most of their colleagues don't?
God, we trust everyone else needs data.
Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli, a senior vice president at Cooper, says long before the HIE, primary care doctor Jeff Brenner began tracking some of the city's sickest and most expensive patients. Mazzarelli remembers Brenner telling mesmerizing and horrific stories, like one guy who had 300 emergency room visits in a year.
I mean, there's only 365 days. I think before this, every health system thought they were carrying the burden. And now you realize, well, we're all carrying this unbelievable burden on the same patients.
Those stories cracked open the door to modest data sharing, and that helped the hospitals get their arms around the problem. Pretty soon, Kim Barnes with Our Lady of Lourdes says everybody could see it was in their economic interest to share patient data, at least on their Medicaid patients.
You realize that problem's going to be solved by partnering. Those pictures are painted very clearly when you see the data.
Mazzarelli predicts what took Camden a decade might be quicker elsewhere as incentives move and more providers get paid to keep costs down.
I wish that shifting the incentives didn't change things in our healthcare system, but it's becoming pretty clear it probably will make a difference.
Executives at all three Camden hospitals say they imagine a day soon when they'll exchange data for all their patients. Mazzarelli says the incentive undertow is so strong that the patients the hospitals have gone to war over for decades, gold-plated, privately insured patients, are becoming more valuable as something shared than something guarded. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Diagnosis Data is produced with support from Healthy States. That's a project of American Public Media. You can get them at healthystates.org.